We back. Welcome to another episode of the CourtCast, coming to you straight from my basement, Tosin's living room, and whatever Femi wants to call his yard.
I'm on planet Pluto.
By the voice, you can tell it's me, the voice of reason, the voice of truth. Man who speaks the truth, only the truth, and nothing but the truth.
Oh, really?
I'm going to mute you. The voice of hatred, the voice of hatred you're hearing below is Femi. He seems to be happy because, you know, for once in this playoffs, I might have been wrong. But thank you for coming back on the show, Femi. And thank you for coming back, the man, the myth, the legend himself, T. Shiesty.
That's right.
Our very own Shannon Sharp. You know, before we get into today's episode, I want to talk about something that should be very, like, should be a well-known term to all our listeners now. Do you know what I call it?
What?
The Tosin kiss of death. Anybody Tosin picks to win a series gets the automatic kiss of death and ends up losing.
He's our same as our chalk, huh?
Yeah, he's a. I told you we're going to get you a guaranteed button.
see, and that's the thing, right? Now, last game, I was telling my brother, I was like, I'm aware of my luck now, and I'm supporting Golden State to win game three, and Golden State still won. So I don't know, man.
No, that's different. The universe can tell when you're actively trying to deceive it. Oh, but man, let's get into it, man. The game, first three games of the Mavericks Warriors series, I did not see it going this way at all. I envisioned the Mavs would be down, but not 3-0. I was expecting 2-1, though. So I did not expect them to lose at home. But what have you guys made of the series so far?
Golden State are really them niggas, yo. They're that, like, bro, you can never, like, their style of basketball is always going to be championship level basketball, like getting everyone involved, like San Antonio with like exceptional players. So if it doesn't matter if someone is having like an off night, like maybe Poole is not scoring 30, someone else is going feeling like everybody gets a share of the ball. Looney has been amazing. Wiggins,
they call him Kevon Chamberlain. Over there in San Francisco.
What Wiggins has been doing has been very impressive, to say the least. And the only thing I can just say is it time to start comparing Luka's game to James Harden's game in terms of championship?
Thank you. Thank you. I was just having that conversation.
I still say their games are different because Luka has like the mid-range, he goes to the I would say the only difference is going to the hoop more mid-range, and it's not just hoisting like 43s. Even if he's down one out of 10, he's not going to keep hoisting threes. But as far as like him dominating the ball for 19 seconds of the shot clock, he is similar to James Harden. And if I can think of any other superstar playing with Luka, I can see them coexisting.
Luka
needs the ball. Another superstar needs the ball.
You just proved my point.
It's not
against
true,
Luka.
Though. It's not true.
It is
though.
Very true. It's Look at true. The usage rate in this series.
Of course. He's the best player, so he's going to have the highest usage rates. It's not Golden State Warriors where everyone is moving off ball.
Steph is the best player on Golden State, but he doesn't have the most.
But that's the system that they run.
I understand. Uh-huh. But Steph has to also be in complete agreement.
Jason Tatum
for that system to run.
Jason Tatum has the highest usage rate on the Boston Celtics. It doesn't make them a bad team, anyways. Time and time again, I've seen Luka dump the ball to Jalen Brunson and say, "Okay, listen, I need to get you in rhythm. game one, they tried to get Jalen Brunson in rhythm in the first quarter, but he just couldn't buy a bucket. And they ended up getting blown up.
The difference between Boston zone is, yes, obviously, someone is going to end up having the highest usage rate on any team. But what is that percentage? And but like, because, I'm watching Boston right now.
Boston,
like,
they
pass
duo.
The ball around.
Boston,
no, it's not. It's, no, 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 no. It's not no, just no. a dual thing. Like, the Thank two people end up scoring the most Thank points, but the there are multiple positions where everybody can touch the ball.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Everybody's warm. But on Dallas, you can go seven possessions of no one else touching the ball, because and everybody's cold. So when you pass the ball to them within the last few seconds of the possession,
in game one, specifically in the first half, Luka created at least seven open threes, and they all missed it. He has nothing to see. When you watch the Boston Celtics, they have a team. It is the Mavericks is Luka and a bunch of role players. Let's be honest. I can't give the ball to Jalen Brunson and tell him go get his own every night. He's not
solution.
That level of player.
Can Luka play with another superstar?
If give Luka a big, he's cooking.
Yeah. How is the big going to cook? I'm not talking about Luka cooking. Luka is always
Let me say a big like if you give him a big like Joel Embiid or Kat, he'll cook. Kat's ability to stretch the defense, if he can impose himself in the post, come on. Luka is going to cook with Kat, especially when him and Kat run the pick and pop. That's going to be practically unguardable because you have to respect both abilities.
He has always been my thing. People always ask me, this. Why do you hate Luka? Why do you hate
Luka? He said because he hasn't done anything.
Well, he hasn't done anything.
He's done something now.
Understandable, right? And I've given him his credit where his credit is due. But here's my issue. At the time when James Harden was James Harden, right? James Harden could go for 60 and 10. Literally, you could give Harden any other big. And it's the same thing with Luka. As Harden was dribbling the ball, it's the same thing with Luka.
It's the same thing with Luka.
And if a man is dominating the ball 40% of the game, that is against Golden State, especially against Golden State. Prime example was 2018 Cavs. 2018 Cavs with LeBron was LeBron and a bunch of role players. And
exactly.
Listen, which is why Golden State was able to win. Because if it's a one-player-centric team, you're not going to beat Golden State, where Golden State is all around. But at the same time, Luka is not LeBron, right? Or his game is similar to LeBron, where it's just if I don't dominate the ball, you know, we're not going to go anywhere. That will not get you far in the playoffs. That's not going to win you playoffs. Lastly, the reason why Steph is Steph is because of how well he plays off the ball.
Can you name me five other players in the NBA that play as well off ball as Steph?
I can name you Paul George.
Let me tell you why. Because if you watch the interview with Matt Barnes and what's his name? Stark, after they blew the 3-1 lead in the bubble, Paul George complained about Doc playing him off the ball on more occasions than him getting touches on the ball. Nobody is as good off the ball as Steph, that is a superstar in this league. They need the ball in their hands to be effective. It's the truth. And when you're talking about LeBron 2018, it's almost similar to the same Mavericks team, but it's LeBron James and it's Luka Doncic. That's why they could go to the finals. Luka is not on that level that LeBron was in that year, but it's just Luka and a bunch of glorified role players. Are you telling me that you expect 4 out of 70 possessions, Jalen Brunson handles the ball 30 times? Are the Mavs going to get anything out of that? No.
Let me tell you.
No.
In 2015, they were saying it was Steph and a bunch of role players. And look at what they've been able to accomplish.
Because of
how well he plays off.
That's unfair, though. You've not still needed...
You've not needed five players
in the NBA that can play as well.
Jordan was playing off ball. Y'all will not see that, but Jordan was playing off ball.
I don't think Luka has to play off ball. I just want their sets to like involve like other players as well. Not just Like 100% of their set is pick to get a screen and then drive in and kick out. That's James Harden ball. And we've seen how successful James Harden ball is.
Yeah, but I
the
don't
most successful
how
West
you
Conference.
Can
and wait. And two, and two, he's also similar to James Harden in the fact that he gets picked on the defensive side of the ball. And that tires his offensive game. That you see multiple third quarters is nowhere to be found. And fourth quarter, like, his impact on the game decreases when he gets picked on the offensive side a lot.
That's because of that usage rate, right? Let me tell you, the reason why a player like Kevin Durant, players like Embiid, right? The reason why they play as well as they do off ball is because of the threat of who they are. Example, if Luka is going off ball and you have a Spencer Dinwiddie cooking, a Jalen Brunson trying to cook, are you telling me if that double is following Luka off that screen, that's more space for a Spencer Dinwiddie and
Luka
a Jalen Brunson to even operate?
He's big enough. He's big enough and good enough to see that double coming early, and then he can find the open man consistently.
But have you noticed the stats where he's 2-6 in games that he has scored over 40 points, right?
Yeah, because the Mavs, they have to get other players going. And then when other players don't get going, they don't stand a chance. You have two of your vital pieces playing over 30 minutes in a playoff game, scoring 0 points. How are you going to win a game like that? I don't understand how this series can be on Luka in any way, shape, or form. Game three.
No. Wait.
Game two, they literally could have left with a win. You get 42 from Luka, an efficient 42 from Luka, 31 from Jalen Brunson. But then the Warriors are just better. Let's be honest. The Warriors have Stephen Curry, Klay Thompson, Draymond Green. They have been there and Kevon Looney. They've been there and they've done this multiple times.
Isn't that this? And that was the same thing I told you last week. But what did you tell me?
I believed in Luka. I could be wrong sometimes.
Okay.
But my point is you cannot blame Luka for this series, because that's what you're trying to do, saying the Mavericks Mavericks cannot win with this style of system because this style of play, because it's similar to James Harden. But that's not on Luka. It's the fact that he doesn't have a co-star.
Because at the end of the day, right? What's his name? Phil Jackson had to tell Jordan at some point. Yesterday, and I know Jordan was a ball dominant player, right? Where you have to let him know that you have to run an offensive system where you are coming off a screen.
So who did you just mention now?
Right?
Before you mentioned Jordan, who did you mention?
Phil Jackson.
Exactly.
So are you trying to put it on Luka? Are you trying to tell me that if the Jason Kidd, come up with an offensive system where it has to, and that's one thing even Kobe had to learn, right? It's on a basketball court, yeah, best player is best when it's off ball. Why? Because of the offensive threat that he is, right? It creates even much more space for his teammates to get more going. When he has the ball, it boosts the team more. It gets
aside
more.
Aside Spencer Dinwiddie, there's nobody that can handle the ball for the Mavs that will get them a dub against this Warriors team. And Spencer, like, he's a good player, but he's not at that level. He's a good role player, but he's not a co-star. Jalen Brunson can get his own, but he can't get his teammates involved. Luka has to go get his own, go get his teammates involved. There's nothing he can do when his teammates are missing wide open threes. What do you expect him to do? He's made the wide open three. It's your job to knock it down. Reggie Bullock, you should knock it down. Maxi Kleber, you should knock it down. That is not on Luka in any way. You just said Phil Jackson had to tell Michael Jordan, okay, we're running an offensive set where you have to come off the screen and receive the ball. If he does that for Luka Doncic, if Jason Kidd does that for Luka Doncic, are you telling me Luka won't oblige? The man is just 23 years old. I don't think he has reached a point where he can say, oh. You have proof that Jason Kidd said.
His last coach in Rick Carlisle, I'm not saying that he's a better coach than Jason Kidd, or he's a better coach in general, or his offensive system is better than whatever. But it was said that Luka wasn't obliging to his calls and stuff.
Rick Carlisle that saw the Clippers going small and decided to use Porzingis as a corner three merchant and post up Boban. That's the same Rick Carlisle that you're bringing to the table. Come on, bro.
Okay. Can I say something? No?
He's 21, 22.
Like, your players have to show up. Like, nobody can win by themselves. So, like, Luka is doing the best he can. But, like, what Kobe told James Harden, or said about James Harden's game, that game cannot win the championship. Numbers would be crazy. You'd have your crazy numbers. You would go maybe even to the, as far as conference finals. But is it a championship type of ball? I don't personally think so at this point.
I don't think you can make that statement until we've seen Luka play with a co-star. I don't think you can say
because
Harden had multiple co-stars, but it never worked. That's why you could say confidently.
About it. Why didn't it work? Because if James Harden is off the ball, he's not running any, like, they're not running pick and roll with James Harden. He's just standing on the corner. And that's the same thing with Luka. When Luka is off the ball, he's just in one place.
Another co-star gives you the ability to be able to play Luka off ball more. That's the truth. Rather than having glorified, are you telling me you want Finney Smith to handle the ball?
But currently,
if you give Luka a Klay Thompson, doesn't he cook?
Yeah, but fam, one second, right? It's not about, okay, what does Luka go up for right now when he's off ball? He just stands in the corner.
Sorry?
When Luka is off ball, he just stands in the corner.
Yeah, but there's no
way. And how does that help the team?
That's not, that is
if
not
Luka's
Luka,
defender
though.
Is going to be able
that,
to plug up.
That is not on Luka. Your coach has to integrate systems. Phil Jackson integrated the triangle. That's what made Jordan come off those ball screens, get those threes, and make him the more dangerous player than he was. Jason Kidd runs a system of high pick and roll, you know, get the preferred matchup for Luka Doncic, Jalen Brunson, pick out your preferred matchup and go at him. Spencer, you do the same thing as well. That's not on Luka, though. You're acting like it's only Luka that isolates on that team. No. Time and time again, I see Brunson isolating. I see Spencer. Players there are for corner threes, and then you have Kleber for the pick and pop, and then Dwight Powell and the Luka pick and roll where Luka throws a lob to Powell or finishes. That is not Luka.
You know what you just described to me? The freaking glorified Utah Jazz team, to be honest.
But how is that on Luka?
When Dallas were up like 20 something, why do you think they lost that game? I think it was on the defensive side. First off, Wiggins appears to be like this great offensive player because Luka is guarding him. Now, when Wiggins is on the 3-point line, he's like always open half the time, and then Luka has to like jump from afar to try and stop him, and then he drives in. When he drives in the paint, everything collapses.
To be fair, if you're playing against the Warriors, you would give Andrew Wiggins an open three as opposed to Steph, Clay, or Jordan Poole. You have to pick your poison when it comes to basketball.
But if you know that Luka is like not quick on his feet, like why is he the one that is leaving? Like, can't you put someone else on
So would you then you can do that, but then you're saying I'm putting a Dwight Powell on Wiggins, or I'm putting a Maxi Kleber on Wiggins.
Okay, you're right. That's probably the best matchup for him, but it's not working. He needs to work on his defensive game. However,
yes,
he wants to do
of
it.
Course.
If that takes
the man is just
23. More.
He's going to work on his offensive game. But I cannot believe why he's getting so much blame for this series.
No. See, I'm a big Luka fan, but as the best player on the team, if you're winning, you're going to get the most credit. If you're losing, you're going to get the most blame.
Femi, when Devin Booker was on that Suns team, he never did anything that Luka is doing with the glorified role player that he has right now. But you never put this much scrutiny around him. You were saying, wait, give him a good team. If Luka gets his CP, CP3 and he doesn't take that next step, then you can talk about this, but this is Luka playing with a bunch of role players now. He has no co-star. What do you expect from him?
Yes,
he got Porzingis, though. Now, Porzingis
was injured more than three quarter of the times. Like,
When Porzingis was there,
they nearly knocked out the Clippers in the first round. And then
what was Porzingis' contribution? How did Luka help Porzingis? Porzingis was dropping solid 8 points.
But that's more on Porzingis and the coach. Like I said, Rick Carlisle saw the Clippers go small and decided, I have a 7-2 unicorn, as KD called him. Let me put him on the perimeter instead of posting him up. How's that on Luka? How?
No, I saw when Porzingis was playing, I saw Porzingis more on the perimeter. And that's coach
that's Carmelo. Exactly. That's Carmelo. That's okay. Not on Luka.
Okay, I guess that's fair. I guess that's fair. All I know is I really want Luka to succeed because I feel like they have the team. They just beat Phoenix Suns. I didn't have them beating Phoenix Suns. They have the team to beat Golden State.
The thing with the Phoenix Suns is the Phoenix Suns did not show up. They thought they could walk over the Mavericks. That's the reason. Let me explain it to you.
The Suns are just not built like that. That's just it.
When you've been there and done that, there's a different experience. There's a different sense of comfortability that you play with, right? With the Warriors, the reason why the Warriors are so successful, they were down by how many points in game two or game one? Because they've been there and done that, they are, I would say, better men in terms of, I have not been there for 2 years. This is one chance, knowing that everybody's healthy. We have a chance to make it to the conference finals, and this is how we're going to play, and we're going to stick to the plan. The Suns, for some reason, they thought because of the hype around Luka, they thought they could just walk over the Mavericks. Hence the first two games.
Yeah, but it's not the same though, because like you said, championship pedigree. The Warriors have that. The Suns do not have that. As much as I hate to say it, as much as I come across as a hater saying it, the Suns beat an injured Denver team, an injured Lakers team, and an injured Clippers team on their road to the finals last season. Giannis did not play game one. Giannis was still kind of hurt in game two. And then when they got their team back, they lost four straight. It's not enough to win 64 games in the regular season. I saw the Atlanta Hawks win 65 games in the regular season. I get swept by LeBron.
Phoenix was solid last year. I'm not having that.
I'm not having. And they kind of crept up on people as well. I didn't buy their run to the before. Ask for me before the playoffs. I said the Suns can't beat a healthy Lakers or Clippers team, and then they have it that AD goes down. Remember, they were 2-1 up when AD goes down, and then they also have it that Kawhi goes down, and they're still able to go 6 games without Kawhi.
And the thing is, you say I don't give scrutiny to. I try to be as fair as freaking possible. See, Booker had 3 points by halftime. I think it was 2 points at halftime in game seven. That is unacceptable.
Yeah, but
that is not showing up.
What I'm saying is,
and if they showed up the way they were supposed to show up, they would have beat the Mavericks. That's what I know.
What I'm saying is, in this playoff run alone, Luka has shown that he's capable of making his teammates better. And all he needs is a co-star. You're not going to see, no matter how good you are as a player in the NBA, in today's NBA, you can't win on your own. It's just not possible.
Okay, Faye, let me ask you a question. In Golden State, for example, now, how many ball handlers would you say they have?
The Warriors are different. Like, the Warriors play different basketball to any single team in the NBA.
I'm going somewhere, Faye.
Like you said, the Warriors remind me of the San Antonio Spurs. How many teams in the league over how many years played basketball like Pop's San Antonio Spurs over the years?
Yeah, Faye, let me finish. So they have like two ball handlers, Jordan Poole and Curry. And Jordan Poole is off the
bench. Maybe even Draymond.
So when you have teams that have like ball handlers on your team, you can afford to like play like a LeBron, play like all these other teams you're talking about. But when you have the team like Mavs that they have just like
one or two ball handlers,
it will pay you better to play not just spot up, because spot up so far hasn't worked, and it has not worked for any team in history.
Yes, no. I agree with you. But the point is that is not on Luka in any way, shape, or form. At the end of the day, the coach would have to play around the style of play a team has. Exactly. And because of Steph and Klay's ability to move without the ball, the Warriors are able to have a Draymond Green handle the ball for majority of the game. And then when it gets down to crunch time, they can put the ball in Steph's hand.
No matter the coach that comes, Luka cannot run like Steph and Klay. So his game will always still be what look it at the is.
Phoenix. And that's on Luka.
How is that on Luka? Okay, what about the Phoenix Suns? What about the Phoenix Suns? It's always a Chris Paul pick
they
and
roll. They did not show up.
Well, it's always... No. My point is...
They're the number one seed. They're supposed to win that.
Like that. The Suns can't win like this because the Suns is always a Chris Paul pick and roll or a Booker pick and roll. That's exactly what you guys are saying.
It's not just that. While they are running pick and roll, they run screens for shooters to get open on the side as well.
Okay, so who is the good enough shooter that they have?
You also have no shooters off the mid-range.
They have no shooters to off the ball. Every single other shooter in the Phoenix Suns is a spot-up shooter. You have to consider these things. Maxi Kleber is not... You can't run a...
Bridges makes mid-range.
What? Yeah, because if he gets a wide open three, he can pump fake. The defender flows by stepping and making mid-range shot.
Do you know why he gets those mid-range? When he comes off that screen, there's a little space in that pocket.
Okay, so when he comes off that screen, this is still on the coach and has nothing to do with Luka.
Yes, it does.
How? Yes.
But you're not understanding. I'm saying no matter who the coach is. They cannot change the system except Luka's game can actually accommodate a change. Are you going to tell Luka to start running around like Steph Curry's system? He can't do it. So you have to play according to his system.
Femi is being unfair by saying Luka, by comparing what Steph does to what Luka is doing, because not up to five players in the NBA can do what Steph does off ball. That's exactly what I'm saying. How is this so hard to understand?
Okay, I understand you. All I'm just saying is, I love Luka, but something needs to change because historically, that style has never won anything.
Never.
And I want Luka to win.
Never. If you put a Kawhi with Luka, they're not going far.
Wow, why?
If you have Luka handling the ball, they're not going far.
That's what I'm saying.
If you have Luka handling the ball, you don't know, and you have Kawhi spotting up on the wing, you're not going far.
But that's not going to be the case with another co-star. That is what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's why.
Because you have not seen Luka play with another co-star for you to make these reservations. Okay. He's literally playing with glorified role players, and you've made the assumption about, oh, this is what he would do playing with another superstar. That's unfair. Point blank, period.
Never mind.
Well, I will say, and we can't put a lot of stock in the All-Star game, but I will say, in the All-Star game where you like play with other superstars, I've never seen Luka on the closing lineup.
Jokic doesn't go off in the All-Star game as well. Doesn't matter.
Okay. All right, we can move on from Luka.
All right.
I still love Luka. Luka is my guy, and I believe he will still find a way to win the championship. He's still going to be the best player in the world.
To me,
he's the best player in the series. It's just the next four from Golden State.
For me, I don't guess why we've wasted so much time on Luka, because this series is more about the Warriors. It is 1,000% more about the Warriors. It just shows you what championship pedigree does for you as a team. This is a team that has been there and done that. And that's what we saw in game two. Any other team in the NBA, the Mavericks still game two.
Wait. What I'm saying is, yes, the Warriors are great, but game two is inexcusable for me. Like, you're up 20-something. That's on you that you went away from whatever got you 20-something points, and you went away from that.
I fully understand that. But we have to give a team credit for battling down 19 points.
Yeah, no, for sure. And well, you won't catch me giving Golden State credit.
Championship pedigree that brought them back in that game. Game three as well. Game on the road. They've won a game on the road in 26. In 26 consecutive series. They've won a game on the road.
That's amazing.
You can't argue with that. Like, in as much as yes, Luka can be better. Luka said yesterday, the first three quarters, he played terrible. There are things he can adjust to his game. But as far as I'm concerned, this series is more about the Warriors than it is about Luka.
And that for me is not more credit to Steph. Like, Steph is amazing, don't get me wrong, but it's more credit to their system because they are playing with the Jordan Poole and Andrew Wiggins. Before Andrew Wiggins was on that team, nobody cared about Andrew Wiggins. They called him a bust. Jordan Poole was no one. But that system, as long as we're solid, they can get to the finals.
It is the system. It is the system. The Warriors make the most backdoor cuts of any team in the NBA. Something as simple as that. It can help you go on a run. Think it was game one. Think they were shooting poorly from the field in the first half, but still managed to have a double-digit lead because they had it going on the twos. They're not
like how many teams can you say that their second highest paid player can drop 18 points and they'll still win? Clay would consistently drop like 18 points. Some nights he drop 20 something, but they still win. Like, is the system for me?
Nah. Reporter is looking like prime Michael Jordan. Sometimes he's faded ways. Andrew Wiggins baptized Luka yesterday. I don't know why they called that an offensive foul. It was ridiculous. The refs need to stop doing
it. And he flopped on that too. What a cheating cat.
But Steph be flopping these players. So let's know.
You need to let go of this hatred. I thought we were seeing a therapist, man.
This guy said, "What a kitty cat." When Steph was flopping,
we made progress. Why is Caleb Martin a kitty cat for flopping when Anthony Edwards dunked on him?
That was not a flop. The man had his head. I would drop on the ground.
Can you imagine?
Did you see him? Look, Wiggins didn't even touch him. My face.
But you called James Harden step back, papi, for flopping for 9 years.
I said my reason why I called him step back, papi. No, I said because when he's time to step up, never been there.
LeBron flops.
Exactly, LeBron do be LeBron. Flopping, bro.
And you know the funny thing is, I even had this conversation. LeBron is a
okay, please. Can you tell me who is not a kitty cat in the NBA?
Draymond.
Huh?
What about Joel? Is Joel?
You got him.
No, Giannis is not a kitty cat.
Okay.
He said Joel, not Giannis. Joel.
Joel is a kitty cat.
Yo, bro, what happened to too big, too strong?
Too strong is Giannis for me.
Okay, so there are only two strong players in the NBA. Every other person is a kitty cat.
All of them kitty cat. Like, honestly.
The man said, I had this conversation yesterday. LeBron is a kitty cat. But yeah, let's big up the Golden State Warriors. Commiserations to the Mavericks. I told you this.
My reasoning from the beginning.
You also told me that the Nets were going to the finals.
I told you this.
He gave me credit when I told him.
Eccentric thing. If the defense can hone in on you every single time,
yeah, he gave me credit when I told him about the song. So I give you credit for that.
You don't have to bring that in because you know. You always have to like fight a way to give yourself.
Back down fighting. You gotta go down fighting. Go down swinging, bro. I do believe the Mavericks get one just because, you know, getting swept is crazy. But the Warriors are going to their sixth NBA final in
Clay's sixth consecutive final.
I think this is their sixth one in 8 years or 10 years, something of that nature. I think it's eight years because their first one was 2015. Wow. And 5 minutes to go in the game between the Miami Heat and the Boston Celtics. Boston Celtics currently up by 23 points. What have you guys made of this series so far?
The first quarter.
I think it might be. I really want to go Miami all the way to the finals. But no Jimmy, right?
No Jimmy played today.
I don't know. I might give it to the Boston Celtics in seven. I don't know. I'm torn. That conference finals, I'm off my game, literally. I haven't seen a lot of games this year.
Here's the thing for me, right? I genuinely think the key to this series is Robert Williams. Because Robert Williams on the floor, Bam doesn't get anything going. The man had 31 the other day with Robert Williams out. Today, he has what? 9 points, 5 field goal attempts, 6 rebounds. That's not going to cut it in the conference finals. The starters for Miami Heat, if you combine all the points of the starters, they have 18 combined points. 9 from Bam, 6 from Jimmy, 3 from Lowry. Oladipo giving them a solid 23 off the bench. Caleb Martin with 12. But for me, it just shows that Bam, every time he's faced a good big, he hasn't shown up. And that's something that can be held against him. In game, I didn't expect the Miami Heat to win any games in TD Garden, to be fair. I expected the series to be going back to Miami with Boston being 3-1 up. That's why I had the Celtics winning in 6. I still think the Celtics win in 6 because I think they're going to clean up a lot of the messes they had in game 5. Jason Tatum had that crazy turnover. And then the first house, the two keys for this series as well is the first quarter and the third quarter. Teams that usually, you know, start off hot in the first quarter end up winning this game. The only game where the third quarter mattered more was in game 1 when Miami went on that 62-21 run and ended up blowing out the Celtics. But in game 2, Celtics started off at 9-for-11 from 3 in the first quarter. Game 3, Miami put up 39 in the first quarter. Game 4, the Miami Heat only put up 11 points in the first quarter. And that's what, you know, has set the trend for blowouts in this series. And I think the Celtics still do win in 6 games. I think they're going to win the remaining games in this series. But yeah, that's about it. I also want to shout out Jason Tatum because, like I always say, you're a superstar. The one thing you cannot do in the playoffs is have back-to-back bad games. And every single time he's had a bad game in the playoffs, he stepped up and had a better game in the next game. When he had 10 points against Milwaukee, stepped up and had 30. And 13 in the next game. And he had, I think, 9 against Boston or 10 against Brooklyn. Stepped up, had 28 in the next game. Had 10 in the last game. Now he's got 31 and 7. You know, I always see anytime. And the thing about, I also want to pick up Ime Udoka as well. Because when you watch the Celtics, especially coming off games that they lose, you can tell that he's really gotten into their ear to make the adjustments of what, you know, put them down in certain games. Every single time I see the Celtics lose, I see Jason Tatum in the next game getting rid of the ball just that 1 second quicker. Doing a better job of handling the ball on his dribble penetration and finding shooters or something. You know, I do think they get Marcus Smart for the rest 2 games in this series, and I don't see a way out for the Miami Heat. But what do you guys think?
I think Tatum needs to come out aggressive every single game. The last game, them losing by 6, Tatum started so docile, like he was pathetic. Yeah, he ended the game with 10 points.
For 16 minutes.
Yeah, like you can't come out like that in the playoff game. I also really like Bam proving me wrong because I said his name max player. He played really well. I still don't think he's a max player, but he played really well that game, and he has like the potential to be like to change the series. How sustainable is his effort or like him having good games? I don't know because this game, he didn't play well. Game one or two, he didn't play well. Game 2, Robert Williams played.
Yeah.
But Williams played 19 minutes. And, you know, that's not even half the game. Yeah,
but the Celtics were already up at like 30 as a halftime.
Right. So yeah, maybe there is some element of truth to like Williams because Williams came off hobbled this game. This game they're rounding up now. So I wonder how that would he was limping. So I wonder how that would affect the next game. But yeah, I do have Boston winning the rest of the games. I'm still confused how they've lost. They lost the last game.
Me too.
They played so poorly. Jaden had 10 points.
Two killers for the basketball. The Miami, he had 19 steals, 23
points. Jaylen Brown had the worst 40-point game ever.
he was efficient, too. He was efficient. That's what's funny.
He was efficient as well. But how many turnovers in third quarter alone? Oladipo looked like the best defender in history.
Looked like John Stockton with all those steals. But the thing about Jaylen Brown is, I don't know what it is, but he plays like he has butter on his fingers. Like, at least 3 times a game, you're going to see Jaylen Brown lose his dribble and commit a turnover at least 3 times. His what?
He needs to fix his stance.
His dribbling stance?
Yeah.
He's the thing is, he's 6'6", and he tends to dribble the ball all the way to his chest. If you watch a Jason Tatum, it's everything is always low, low, all the way to the top. That way, you're not going to steal the ball, and if you're going to block, you have to extend all the way. But if you're a Jaylen Brown, if you're 6'6", 6'7", you're bouncing it all the way to your chest. It's an easy reach, and that's why people was looking like freaking Russell Westbrook. And then when you go behind the back, the reason why you don't do chest dribbles is when you go behind the back, the defender is always even going to anticipate that. So, like I said, so if you're going behind the back, dribbling all the way to your chest, when the ball bounces behind the back, it comes all the way to your chest. Mm-hmm. So as your receiving hand is receiving, it's always going to be an open steal. Oh,
okay.
So that's why, that's why I rock with Jason Tatum, because most of his dribbling sequences are always low, 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 then all the way to the top. It's not going to be an easy steal. And everything, if you reach, it's going to be a foul every time. Right. That's his, right. He needs to just fix his stance a bit.
Tyler Hero, no playing today as well, affected the game quite a bit.
Oladipo stepped in, gave them.
Oladipo stepped in, but if Tyler Hero was playing, then it's competition of Oladipo and Tyler Hero.
Yeah, but I don't think Oladipo gets off that much shots.
Yeah, no, definitely.
And bro, I know I feel bad saying this, but Kyle Lowry, bro, what are you doing?
I've been trying to tell you. That's a consistent six-pointer guy.
No. He's part of the reason they won game three. Don't get it twisted. Like he was solid in game three. He picked off Grant
Williams. And I keep telling you, even the worst players have some good games. Like
he's top 75, gentlemen.
Mikael has to do better, man. He's got to do better.
Jimmy has 21 minutes this game. Lowry has 3 points.
I know, but Bam has 9. Jimmy has 6. The starters, and then the remaining two starters have 0. PJ Tucker and...
I mean, but when you go away from Dragic and you go to Lowry, you're expecting not just leadership, but a point guard that can, like, be scrappy and also go off, right?
But no top 75 player can go have a back-to-back game. Chris Paul.
Five. We're talking about five, bro.
Oh, five? Oh, sorry. Oh, that's how many 0-2 leads he's blown?
No, I mean how many back-to-back bad games he's had. Anything negative with five, you can relate it with Chris Paul. So that's what
That's how many five is how many.
I personally think Miami have a better chance with Strus and Vincent playing at the same time.
I mean, we've
they
seen
bring that grit and they play they shoot the three better and they're more aggressive because Lowry can actually shoot the ball, but he's not aggressive.
Yeah, he doesn't look to shoot. He's always looking to dump the ball off to Bam and he bounces on every single pick and roll.
Yeah,
and another thing is, PJ Tucker, bro, you're wide open at least 30% of the time or 40% of the time. Once you have that wide open corner three, shoot it. Don't even hesitate. Just shoot. That's your spot. Like, I don't get why he has that. Because they're going to give PJ Tucker that three almost on every single drive because of the amount of attention Jimmy is going to get driving to the rim. So it's going to be wide open every single time on that three. So he just has to shoot it. He just has to shoot it.
Yeah, no, definitely, definitely. Yeah, boy, it's wraps. I have Boston obviously winning in six.
I mean, having said all that, that Mofo Spo and his crazy companion in Udonis Haslem, I genuinely feel like after every loss, they flog the Miami Heat players in their dressing room so they come out and get better in the next game. Because I saw Udonis gathering them and talking to them after the first quarter, even though eventually it didn't work out. They ended up losing the game, even though the game is over, but they're down 20.
I heard they didn't score a field goal in the first 7 minutes. And then
They were 0 for 13. So
it was they had 1 point for like the first 7 minutes.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
Yeah. It's like I said this, and I think Tosin said this as well. A lot of times when Miami can't get out in transition, I worry about the offense in the half court. I do worry about the offense in the half court. Femi, do you see any way back into this series for Miami? Do you think any adjustments Spo can make?
They need to start Oladipo.
Ahead of
Oladipo. Ahead of whoever their point guard is.
It's Kalo. It's top 75.
Snap. Over Jimmy.
What? Nah, oh, this thing
these guys running back.
I like the spark. I like the spark that Oladipo and Hero give them off the bench.
No, no, he's like I to be honest, I miss you know I'm very like I saw him in, right? Was his first I saw the reason why I root for Oladipo is because I saw him in the 2018 playoffs, mm-hmm. right? His first playoff series, the man was going bucket for bucket with LeBron.
That wasn't his first. He played in the playoff series with Russell and he couldn't buy buckets. In 2017 on the OKC Thunder.
No, he didn't.
He played against the Houston.
He was injured.
No way, bro. He played. No, he played and he didn't show up for Russell.
Oh my God. Yo, but listen.
I get what you're saying. Like his first series as the man of the team.
Man, okay, yeah. As the man of the team. Let's go. Even while LeBron's a kitty cat, in my opinion, is that was a goal 10, not a block.
It was a goal 10. We're not going to get into it.
We're not going to talk about
that. But it was a goal
10. That's because of LeBron's
kittiness. It was a goal 10. But LeBron did make the shot after. You have to
I don't care.
A lot of people say Jordan pushed off in 98.
Well, Reggie Miller pushed off, though. Come on!
Oh my God, bro! Oh my God! So you don't see any way back into the series for Miami?
The thing is, I trust a mofo like Spo.
Yeah. That's it.
So it's not like the thing is it's gonna go seven. I see the series going seven. I actually do see it going seven.
I think there's a situation where the Celtics just click and realize we're bigger than them. We're more talented than them. We're stronger than them. We need to close out this series.
I hear that. And the thing is, I'm following you on that. I'm following you on that because I've seen email with Boca, like, even in a timeout, like, talk to them and they actually, like, go out and they respond. Yeah.
Even his press conferences, he's like, he believes this series will be in Boston's hands if they don't just fall off a cliff in some minutes during the quarters. And it happens, like, game three.
Right.
They were absolutely shell-shocked by Miami's defense in that third quarter.
And that's the thing. They can't alter like that. And Tatum cannot be inconsistent. He cannot give you another 10-point. Like, no more 10-point games out of here. Jaylen mm-hmm. Brown needs to, like, actually take care of the basketball. Both of them actually need to both take care of the basketball. Because if the head of the snake is losing its fangs in terms of turning the ball over, the snake is going to be very vulnerable. Right,
Marcus Smart as well. He did a great job in game two. I think he had 27 points, 12 boards, 12 assists, 12 dimes, and 9 boards. Like, anytime Marcus Smart gives you that, you know you're in a blowout. So, and he's going to give you the effort and intensity on the defensive edge. Like, one reason, like I said in game one, Jimmy went off was because, you know, he hunted Pritchard on the pick and roll and was just picking on him. Marcus Smart is defensive player of the year for a reason. You can't do that to him. And his presence on the floor, to an extent, we were probably wrong about him because we all said he's more of a 3-and-D guy. His playmaking is not up there. But to a large extent, he's been a solid playmaker for the Celtics, especially in this playoffs. And time again, he's come up with some clutch buckets for them in the Boston's, in the Milwaukee series, and in the Brooklyn series, especially. I think they're going to get Marcus Smart back in the next game. His ankle is probably going to swell down. Hopefully Robert Williams is fit. And starting five against starting five, I really don't think the Miami Heat stand a chance.
True.
Yeah.
Marcus Smart is probably like one of the great guard defenders I've ever seen, like in real time. I've seen like his workout defensive videos. Like, it's crazy.
Intense.
I don't know why Jaylen Brown cannot actually, like, yo, work with this guy. Let this guy show you how you can beat the defense. Because most defenders in the NBA don't defend the way he does.
I think Drew is the only guard that defends like he does.
Like he does. So, like, I was really glad I got to see a 7-game series of that Milwaukee. I didn't get to see it, but I was glad we had that, to be honest.
Go ahead.
I just have like a sentence. not only do I think Boston would win, I also do not want to see a Miami-Golden State finals. I feel like Golden State will have an easier way. Yes, I think Boston present them a better, series.
We've been hoping for a Boston Warriors series for a long time.
It's been 4 years now. Since Kyrie got the trade.
Yeah, we might get the. But the thing is, though, that backcourt is too elite. It is too elite.
Present, assuming the Celtics win, it's going to present, like it would all the coaches in the NBA, a different problem than they have faced in all their recent playoff series.
For real.
But one and thing, so, I think Drew Holiday said it.
Even for the Warriors, too. Yeah. They haven't faced a boss, like a team like Boston in the finals.
I don't know. Obviously, we can't be predicted because, you know, there's still a couple of games to be played in this series. But if the Boston Celtics do win, like I have said, I don't know that the Warriors can manage to go small because they will get killed on the boards.
I mean,
that's what everybody been saying.
That's what I'm saying. I thought the same thing with Mavs. But Warriors, they just find a way.
The Mavs have no interior presence, though.
What about Memphis?
Steven Adams was unplayable in the series because he got picked on in every.
They couldn't play Adams.
And then Jaren Jackson Adams was either always in foul trouble.
The best defensive team in the.
I mean, the Celtics are different. Like even without Robert Williams, Al Horford can kill you on the offensive boards.
But what about on the defensive side?
I mean, they have multiple guard defenders. They have Marcus Smart. They have Jason Tatum can switch into the perimeter. Jaylen Brown can switch into the perimeter. Grant Williams, Derek White. These guys play defense.
Actually, I'd agree with you because the way what's it? Looney is like destroying
the Mavs because they have presence.
Two centers on Boston that would limit that.
Well, you know, he has Draymond. Draymond too is going to be hustling for those boards.
That's why it's going to be a great series.
But if you watch Boston, they usually play Horford and Williams at the same time, or Horford and Grant Williams.
Defensively, that helps them out against Golden State. But the thing is,
Grant Williams,
Golden State just has that edge, though. They just have that little.
I mean, and again, the center Horford, he shoots the three, and Grant Williams shoots the three. So if they play Grant Williams and Horford at the same time, that's.
Well, you know they have. Defensive. Don't forget about Wiggins defensively on Tatum. You know they can afford to send Draymond to go close out on the Horford three.
That's Canadian barbecue chicken. I'm not even gonna lie to you.
See, that's how you start.
I mean, wait. Who was guarding Tatum versus Milwaukee?
It was. I can't remember.
Here's the thing: we basketball, right? Every time somebody says who is guarding, Luka dropped this on Kawhi's head. That's not how basketball is played today. It's a ton of high pick and rolls. I'm sure Jason Tatum started off with a defensive assignment.
No, but Wiggins wasn't switching against Luka. They made sure he stayed on.
Game one and game two, they were switching. But Looney was just playing out of his mind. That's why they call him Kevon Chamberlain down in San Francisco. He was just, I think he was 1-for-9 on 2-for-12 on shots that he was the primary closest defender and 1-for-8 on isolation threes against Luka Doncic.
Well, see, two things were happening there. One, they both have the pretty much same size. Two, they both have slow feet.
But Luka, I seen Luka pick on Zubac, DeAndre is.
Zubac is that they both have slow feet.
Nah,
Zubac is way bigger.
Stop it.
Zubac is way bigger, no?
You can stop him. You can only hope to save him.
When Wiggins is on Luka, what I notice is they try to force him to go left. And when he goes left, the help defense, they try and swipe on the ball. And then they sort of like trap him before he gets to the actual rim. I don't think they can do that against Tatum. Tatum is quicker than the person that would.
This is very disrespectful to the Miami Heat because the series isn't over.
No. I'm here for all the disrespect.
I do hope the Celtics get Marcus Smart and Robert Williams back because.
Now, that Marcus Smart chasing Curry all around. Now, that's something I want to watch.
The thing is, I hated Marcus Smart before because after the Celtics won us in 2020, he comes out.
I still hate him. I'm just giving him
credit. No. I watch the Celtics now and I'm like, there's no way you can hate this guy, bro. He's not.
I don't want Marcus Smart to go on Curry chasing him around. I would prefer Marcus Smart on Klay Thompson. Marcus Smart chasing Curry around is going to be tired. Put someone more mobile on Marcus Smart. I'll put maybe a, what's the name of that guy that you said can dribble the ball?
Derek White or Jaylen Brown?
No. Jaylen Brown. I'll put like Jaylen Brown.
No, but the thing is, he doesn't it's not naturally one match.
Right? Why? That's the duo, fam.
The Celtics are a very switch heavy offense. So yeah, even if Marcus Smart gets the defensive assignment on Steph, he's going to be Jason Tatum. He's going to be Jaylen Brown. He's going to be every single person.
True.
It's going to be a fun series if it does happen. But
and thankfully, they wouldn't put Boston players in foul trouble. Golden State don't play like that. So, like,
I hope that's the matchup. I've been hoping that's the matchup we get for a couple. Obviously, I wanted the Mavericks in the finals because I called it and I wanted to gloat. But the Warriors Celtics matchup is going to be good. But hey, never count out the Miami.
On your Mavericks, I'll just give you, this is what life has got. This has gotten me through life all these years. Life gives you lemons. Better be thankful you give you something. At least they need the coffee
time. I mean, I did say, me and Tosin did say a couple of weeks ago that the Mavs ceiling is a conference finals.
It is. I was not expecting anything. But bottom line is, they have shown me something. Luka has shown me that
They've shown everybody in the top 10,
but not 6, 7, 8.
They've shown everybody in the league, and I cannot wait for us to do our preview for next season because, guys, next season is going to be hot.
I know you're coming. They are disrespecting your guy. They've been disrespecting your guy.
And we need updated top 10 players after these players.
No, but before we get into our biggest winners and losers, the disrespect on Kawhi Leonard's name. It's unbelievable. I don't know the name of the podcast.
Kawhi is top five.
I don't know the name of the podcast because I didn't even bother to check. But whoever you are, that fool that said Jason Tatum is better than Kawhi Leonard, you need to take that back, bro. You need to take that. That's embarrassing.
That's embarrassing. The man said Tatum is a better mid-range
shooter than Kawhi.
I lost it.
Nah, that guy is tweaking.
That's
Kawhi is comparable to Jordan. They compare Jordan with the mid-range.
Are you moving?
The moment Kawhi Leonard steps on the basketball court, top five player in this league, and next
both,
year,
on both
I just
ends.
I'm just hoping that on you know
in below Luka, bro. Go ahead.
Stop. We're not doing that, bro.
Luka is top three.
We're not doing that. Every single series, Luka has played Kawhi. Kawhi has been the best player. We're not about to change that.
That's immaculate cap.
We're not about to change
Luka has always been the best player against Clippers. He has always been the best player on the court.
For the Mavs, yes. Not on the court.
No, in the entire series.
Let's go stupid.
Kawhi defended better. Kawhi was more efficient while averaging 30. I don't understand how you can say he has been the best player.
No, Faye. Why are you tolerating such stupidity?
My bad. In the words of the wise family, float your stupidity. Are you waving the white flag?
I'm pulling away my foul cases. What's the point?
Yeah, but stop the disrespect on Kawhi Leonard, man. That man is top three player performance of our generation.
Stop it. Watch some games.
Okay, so let's get into our biggest winners and losers of the week. Who's your biggest winner of the week?
Biggest winner? Oladipo.
The man had 5 points in that game, though. Don't even try.
What the fuck? I mean, that's his biggest winner, so...
No, the biggest
man
is LeBron. Yeah, LeBron, Ramon James.
Why?
Nah, some people have been telling me.
He's what?
Some people have been telling me he's top two, so top three lately. You know, so that's a win.
Bro, are you crazy? Biggest winner has got to be Stephen Curry for me, bro. That brother pulled up, ball was still in the air. He said, night, night. And then...
Nah, he turned around yesterday, too.
Nah, he's disrespectful, bro. Yeah, that's got to be my biggest winner. 1,000%. Tosin, who's yours?
It's a tough one. Honestly, I do see anybody that deserves the biggest winner, in my opinion. But
just so that you guys know, Tosin's reason for not calling Golden State is his username on Snapchat up until this year was "fuck Golden State."
I would say the biggest winner is probably
he has to be Andrew Wiggins, just because you don't want to give Steph credit.
Andrew Wiggins, there we go. Because thank you, that guy has been like the worst All-Star in the history of the game. Stop. But he has started, you know, no, definitely. And you can take that to the bank.
He's an All-Star.
But I'm talking about in the same year to show the performance that he has shown. I'm glad that he's been able to like redeem his name a little bit in this
year. Yeah, he's shown you something. That's what you're supposed
to do. Yeah, it's all about environment in the NBA. Like, yeah, he was number one pick, but he's not a number one option. But what he has shown this year is that he can play a huge part on a championship level team.
Let me tell you something. This is how much I believe in Luka, right? If he goes to the Miami Heat, he might be top two in the league. Why? Because the league, Miami Heat will trim him the freak down and get him killed.
So you will go from number 9 or number 10 in your list to that is the most
ridiculous backhanded comment I've ever seen in my life or heard in my life, bro.
Yeah.
Biggest loser of the week. Femi, I know who you're going to say, so we might as well just skip you. Listen, who's your biggest winner of the week? Biggest loser of the week.
My biggest loser for me is the Lakers franchise, because their search for a head coach has been laughable. I don't know what they're doing.
Yeah.
And the fact that people are rejecting them left and right is even more an embarrassment.
Do you know when I gave up on the Lakers? As per LAKEASS.
Yeah, I know you're on the bandwagon.
Do you know when I gave up on them? When I saw Terry Stotts was one of their final three candidates.
Wow. Yeah. What are they doing trying to get Juwan
Howard? I mean, he'll give Westbrook a couple clotheslines if he decides to turn the ball over.
They're not improving the management. They're not improving the players. It's still the same players. So they're the biggest losers easily for me.
But they've been the biggest losers all week. The LA
League all season.
So you might as well pick another team.
I was even shocked you didn't even mention James Harden.
No. James Harden he actually got a W. They put a video of him dancing in the club and he came out and said, "I have braids in. This is an old video. Y'all tried it."
I actually thought it was real, you know. I truly thought it was real.
Yeah, I thought it was real as well.
I respect it. That's a dub. Yeah. So you're still standing by the Lakers as your biggest loser.
Yeah, yeah.
Femi, you might as well just say his name so we can get to it.
I'll do you the courtesy, number 77.
You lost his name again.
I thought you were going to say you put the L right back into Luka because he's been taking L's of recent.
The thing is, here's the thing though. At the end of the day, a man has to put up those points.
Yeah.
And he's putting up those points. Like to end the half yesterday, the man spun into a triple from damn near half.
He'd be doing that thing. If you're doing that nonsense, no more to. Every time I see them, I'm like, Luka, stop. That is disrespectful. That man on the other side is a father.
Right? And you got to give the man his credit when it's due. So I'll give him that. But the reason why I'm giving him losers is there's just that edge when it comes to winning. That it doesn't happen. But
my biggest loser, Sacramento Kings.
For hiring that man.
For hiring Mike Brown.
Mike Brown took head coaching job on Golden State and showed us that it could be really bad offensive.
He showed us that he's a really bad fit for the Kings, a really good fit for the Kings.
Bruh, it was during that period I actually realized that Mike Brown was the defensive coach for Golden State. I saw it somewhere. I'm like, nah.
I'm sure the interview, they asked Mike Brown, "What do you think you're going to bring to this franchise?" He's like, "Well, I look at the history of this franchise. You like losing a lot. If you're going to keep that up, I'm the man for you." And they're like, "You're hired."
That's crazy.
also the Lakers as well, because now they are apparently the Jesus Christ for the Lakers is Dr. Rivers.
Hey.
They are saying the Lakers haven't given up hope on them being able to sign. And then Kendrick Perkins to open his stupid mouth to say Doc Rivers will make the Lakers a contender. Carry on.
See, all those players, they remind me of when you see Gary Neville talking about Ole is a glue and you should stick by him.
You've said a lot of things on this podcast, but that is the most accurate comparison you have made in your life.
I'll take the shade.
I'll stand by it, man. Sacramento Kings, whatever you can do. Bro, tear that man's contract. Tell him it was a prank. Do whatever you can. Yeah, we've come to the end of another episode of the Corecast. Thank you for coming back, T-Shy-T. Thank you for coming back, Skip. Or I'm actually going to stop calling Skip Femi because you don't deserve, doesn't deserve the respect that you get. That man,
wow.
He said Jimmy Butler is better than Luka. Anybody that can say that with a straight face.
You know something? You know the funny thing is.
Yeah,
I got up this morning. I was watching them, right? And I was like, yo, what is Skip going to say about Luka? Because technically, he did not have a bad game, right?
Yeah.
And the man said in the third quarter, man.
Bro, I need to pick up Skip because when it comes to hating, nobody can research to the extent that you start. I'm telling you, at some point, Skip had me believing maybe LeBron is a boss. Maybe he doesn't deserve to have.
No, Skip has like he has new ways of finding angles to like puncture someone's arguments. Like, nah.
And it was like, yo, if Luka shows up in the third quarter, I'm gonna say it's the fourth quarter. Which one is it? To be honest,
the guy made me believe in that too, because he said against every other team you have to show up in the fourth quarter, but Golden State they are best in the third quarter, so that's when you should show up. He sold me, man. You almost
that is I respect it.
I know. You won.
He's a legend in this game.
You won.
I'm telling you, if I'm Shannon, I'll just be like, you know what, Skip? You won, bro.
You won. When he is Shannon, has like,
Shannon has his term. If he's saying, don't do that, Skip. Yeah. Don't do that, Skip. But yeah, man, thank you guys for tuning to another episode of the Corecast. We hope you enjoyed it as much as we did recording. Make sure to check us out on Instagram, Twitter, all podcast streaming platforms. Femi, do the last bit.
Toodles.
Tell a friend.
Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a mom, tell a dad, sister, tell a brother, uncle, tell a aunt, tell a grandma, tell our sisters to listen to the Corecast.
At the end of the day, they're only telling one person because you're telling all these people to tell one person.
Yeah,
but tell everybody you know to listen to the Corecast. We'll see you in the next episode.
If you want to see this fine boy.
Yo, sorry about that. We'll see you in the next episode. Goodbye.